The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. It is a beautiful Saturday, perfect day to go to Summerfest if you're doing that, or just to get out of Wisconsin altogether. Right, Rose?
Bonjour, Dayton. How are you today?
I am good. How about yourself?
I am packed and ready to hit the road. So today, after the show, I'm going to zoom on up to Fond du Lac, where I will be picking up a bunch of people. Okay. And we have about four or five more pickups on our way to O'Hare. I will be accompanying the Jeff Wagner WTMJ listener trip to Paris today.
It's going.
Man, not because karma didn't try to make it not happen, let me tell you. Everybody has just been wonderful throughout this entire process. This trip was to have gone in 2021.
Right.
When we moved it to 2022, never would we have expected that we would still be talking about COVID, health passes, negative COVID tests, and vaccines, and all of those kinds of things. But we're going. 40 people strong. So,
nice.
So it's a nice group. We're going to be on the fabulous SS Joie de Vivre, one of Uniworld's wonderful ships. Jeff is a big fan of Uniworld. His first river cruise was on Uniworld, and he fell so in love. This is his third trip on Uniworld. So we will be doing Paris, and then we will be continuing up the Seine River to the beaches of Normandy, which will be a very emotional and very exciting part of the trip. I think the highlight of the trip, one of the highlights of the trip.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's been crazy. We had off last week. I did. Thank you, Green Bay Packer preempted me. And so it was kind of a bad timing because we discovered on the 23rd of August, we were hearing rumblings that the EU was going to make recommendation that the 27 countries that are members of the EU stop letting U.S. citizens in. But there's a little caveat to that. That's what the headline read, but it was unvaccinated.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Unvaccinated. So things have happened, though. The EU, European Union, is not a governing body. They make recommendations, and then the countries that belong to the EU can decide to follow that recommendation. Italy has. What Italy has done is saying that unvaccinated Americans are not going to be allowed, and that you, even if you are vaccinated, you have to have a negative COVID test that's not more than 72 hours old. The Netherlands did the same thing, I believe, yesterday or the day before. So a few more might. They're not forbidding U.S. citizens, they're just saying you have to be vaccinated and you still have to have a test.
Okay.
So right now we're leaving for France. We've been struggling with the dreaded French health pass. Some of us applied very early on in the process and were notified yesterday that they didn't have time to process our health passes.
Geez.
But we have boots on the ground in France. Uniworld has been running this itinerary round trip Paris on the Seine River since July 5th. And they're telling us that the COVID vaccine cards are being accepted everywhere in lieu of a health pass. So that's what we're going with. We're going to be well taken care of. We've got Fox World Travel with us. We've got Uniworld has got our back. And I feel like everything is going to be good. And I will be reporting along the way. And I will not be here next week. Andrea will be filling in for me. She'll have some updates on what's going on with the group. And then I'll see you in the following week.
So is this health pass something that is going to become more common that we need to know about?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Let's talk more about that after the break. I know you love talking about it.
I do love talking about the health
pass. So everybody really understands what's going on there. And we do have a text from John and Eileen magazine asking about it as well. Good news for you, though, it is International Bacon Day today, so you can eat some bacon here, and then when you land, and you can really celebrate it internationally. All right, it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Get your questions in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rockin' Motley Crue with Rose Gray.
I love
Dayton
Motley Crue.
Vince Neil, lead singer of Motley Crue, going to be on the U-Line Warehouse stage at 9:45 tonight on the Summerfest grounds. Go see him. And let's talk a little bit about this. So John and Eileen texted in, we're going to the romantic Rhine River cruise in October. We heard about a Health Pass app for your phone. Do you recommend having this? So let's talk about this Health Pass app and what it is.
So I'm looking at the romantic Rhine, and the only, if this is the itinerary we're talking about, the only time they're in France is when they go to Strasbourg. That's a little, as you're going along the river, one side's in France and one side's in Germany. So what my experience has been with the French Health Pass, okay? So on the 10th of August, the French government said everybody needs to have a health pass, and they gave us the criteria for that. You needed a front page of a passport, you needed your itinerary, you needed a COVID negative certificate, and you needed this application, which I submitted on the 19th of August. We were advised from our contacts in France that they were still accepting the COVID vaccine card at venues and restaurants and museums and all of that. But if you had the wherewithal to do the Health French Pass, go ahead and do it. I did it on the 19th of August. Several of the 40 passengers that are traveling with me today tried it. Some didn't bother. We all got notified yesterday that they couldn't process our passes. That they knew when we were arriving, September 5th, and they were terribly sorry, and that we should go to any pharmacy and get an antigen test, and that would be just as well. We reach out. Again, this is why you work with a travel professional who's got preferred partners like Uniworld River Cruise. We reach out to our people in France who are running this itinerary since the 5th of July, and they say, we have had zero problems. Everybody has used their COVID certificate that you got, and that's being accepted.
Okay.
So at this point in time, we will continue to monitor. October doesn't seem like a long time away, but it is a long time away. So if any of the other cities, ports of call that we are going to be visiting on this particular itinerary or any itinerary require something, will be on top of it. That is 100% guaranteed. That particular trip was with Avalon River Cruises, another one of our very, very preferred partners. They've got this all under control. They will know what kind of passes we need. They will know if they're accepting the COVID negative, the COVID vaccine certificate, et cetera.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds, so let's talk to Sue in West Dallas and answer her question. Good morning, Sue. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning, Rose. We're headed off on a cruise to Alaska on Tuesday. We need a COVID test. We had everything figured out to go to Summit Labs this morning. All three labs in Milwaukee are closed. They ran out of supplies, probably because of Summerfest.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So we're just wondering if you have any thoughts further away. Do we need to drive to Oshkosh? Is there anything up in your neck of the woods or any ideas?
Now, the Summit Labs that I'm aware of are just that, you know, in local. You can go to a CVS. You can go to a Walgreens. They should be able to help you. The Walgreens, you need to make
an appointment,
but they do a drive-through. So you just drive-through, you swab your own nasal passages, and you return it right to them through the drive-through. So,
okay. All right. Very good. Thanks, Rose.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we are going to take a break. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Get your questions in. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Looks like the showers have moved past us. Going to be a beautiful Saturday to hit Summerfest and see Shaggy right there on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard Stage. He'll be there tonight at 9:45. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Get your calls in for Rose, and she'll gladly answer them. Let's go over to Luann in Greenfield. Good morning, Luann. What's your question?
Hi. We are booked through Fox. We were supposed to leave in February for New Zealand, Australia, and Fiji. That was canceled. We rebooked it for next end of January. The Prime Minister of Australia said earlier this summer that they don't see opening their country until mid-2022. So Globus has been sitting on our money for a long time now, increased the cost $1,000 per person when we rebooked for the same trip. And I'm just wondering, when are they going to make a decision and say this trip is going to be canceled, or are they just going to sit on it forever?
Well, I don't know that they'll sit on it forever, but I'm going to be very honest with you. These tour companies are very reluctant, as you can imagine, to cancel this, because if, in fact, the country does open up and they could have operated that trip and finally seen some revenue coming in, they're a little bit hesitant to do that. So,
but these two countries are not vaccinating. New Zealand closed down after one positive case again. Australia closed after 100.
Right.
So things are not getting better. I'm in healthcare, so I follow this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not getting better. They're not doing what they need to vaccinate people. So I don't know how this can even, what it's doing is it's keeping our money tied up, keeping us so that we cannot make any other plans without, you know, loss.
Exactly.
Again.
And so at this point in time, I think the best thing to do is reach out to your advisor and see if she can escalate that for you. He or she can escalate that for you.
I did, but I didn't hear back on that because we have a couple trips planned, and that one, that question hadn't been answered.
Yeah. What it is our hands are tied, and so we're just waiting for them to answer. But what I would do is I would just reach out one more time and just say, I called into WTMJ on Saturday morning. Rose suggested that, you know, with our situation, we're wondering, is there any way we can escalate this particular incident and see if we can take it to the next level? If all we're hearing is no, let's take it to the next level. But if it's not until what time of the year?
It's next January.
Yeah.
And the Prime Minister said they won't even think of opening until the middle of 2022.
But is that some kind of a, like, written in stone kind of a thing, or is that just the Prime Minister making a comment?
Well, I don't know if it's written in stone, but he's the Prime Minister.
Right. But, I mean, okay, I'm not going to stand on a political soapbox, but do you believe everything our president says? I mean,
yeah, we're not going to go there.
Right, right. But so what I'm saying is, you know, he may say that very in a very cavalier way, but if something miraculous would happen and that would open, yeah. So
like
what
they would start getting vaccines, because they have vaccines. They're
right,
just not,
right.
They're just not taking them.
Or mandate
so until
them or
that
do
happens.
Something else. Right. But so what I would do is I would just reach out to my advisor, tell them that we spoke, and say, is there anything, you know, this is very, you know, we want to do other things, and we'll certainly consider Globus, but we can't until you free up that money for us.
Yeah, and I mean, this is one of those bucket list, very expensive trips
right. That
I don't want to go there and have every place closed, nor do I think I want to go and have to wear a mask everywhere. I'm good about mask wearing, but not on something like this,
All right,
we've waited a lifetime for.
We are going to take another caller here, but yes, check in with Fox World Travel and see what they can do to help you get that escalated. Appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. So, yeah, remember a few months ago when we weren't talking about all this stuff,
yeah,
and it seemed like there was light at the end of the tunnel?
Exactly. We're looking right in the windshield, not the rear view.
Get out your crystal ball here, because Nancy from Fort Atkinson has a question. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Rose. Yes, we have a trip scheduled with Globus to Italy in November, and we have to make our final payment in about a week, and we are just torn as to what to do because of everything. You know, now they're requiring the 72-hour test, and, you know, everything keeps changing, and they say, well, in a couple of weeks they may, you know, make changes again. So we're just torn what to do, if we should still go on the, you know, pay our money and go on the trip, or if we should, you know, just ask if we can use that money towards a deposit we paid towards another trip next year and hope that that will go. Any advice?
I wish I could give you advice. At this point in time, I feel your pain simply because we've been in the exact same situation with the trip that I'm going on today as to whether or not, you know, this should even be happening. But there, just as I told Luann, Globus is going to proceed as if the trip is happening. I mean, we need to move forward, and they need to start seeing some revenue coming in, or these companies are not going to be able to continue to operate. You have to take a look at whether you're in penalty at this point in time, and you know what that would be. If you're uncomfortable making the final payment, which would put you in a stricter penalty period, you may want to just go ahead and ask that question. Can I move it to something else? Can I move it down the road? Can I look at something else? I wish I knew what was going to happen. I wish I could tell you, oh, I think this will all blow over by November. But I don't know the answer to that. You're right. Italy just decided to follow the part of the EU's recommendation, and they're looking for testing right now, even for vaccinated citizens from the United States. And so, you know, things could change on a dime. Things could change any minute. All I can tell you is you have to do what you feel comfortable with, and you also need to be very aware of where you stand in the penalty world.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I wasn't sure about it. I haven't really looked at the penalty, but I guess it should talk to the person who helped us book the trip and see what that would be. So, yeah, it's just it is so hard to make those decisions, just wondering to be even safety-wise, you know, with going.
Well, the safety issue with Globus, you are very well taken care of. I mean, they know on the motor coaches and the venues that you're going to be visiting, those kinds of things. So, and you have to remember, you always look at the United States' COVID rate compared to other countries. We don't fare very well when you look at those numbers. So we're not in a great place here either. And would you tell somebody from Italy, hey, don't come over right now if they could, you know? So, but
possibly,
I would check with my advisor and just see where you are with the penalty situation. And then that will help you maybe make a decision.
All right. Good luck, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Great.
Thanks. Oh, you are going to be ready for this vacation after the show today.
French wine is in my future.
All right. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We are going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and check in with Alex Kroger.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, 67, going to be a sunny 76 this afternoon. Perfect to be at Summerfest. Drive-By Trucker is going to be on the Johnson Control World Stage. That's who you're hearing in the background. They'll be there at 8 o'clock. Let's get more calls. The AccuNet Mortgage Talking Text Line is 855-616-1620. Eric on the line. Eric, what's your question?
Good morning. We would like to go up north next summer rent a cottage or cabin either in Vilas County or Oneida County. I'm just wondering what websites could you go on to find something like that.
So a couple good options would be Vrbo, VRBO.com. Airbnb would be another good option. And then Dayton found something too.
Yeah, TravelWisconsin.com has a bunch of listings for cabins and cottage rentals as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great weekend. Let's jump over to Gail in Waukesha. Good morning, Gail. What's your question?
Hi. In November, we will be in Paris. And I thought, oh, it'll be great for us to have dinner at the Eiffel Tower. And I'm getting conflicting messages from the Eiffel Tower. They say it's under renovation, won't be available till 2022. And yet on their website, it says the renovations are completed and I can get in 2021. Viator is who I booked the reservation with. And so I'm just terribly confused as to whether we can have dinner at the Eiffel Tower.
Right. So at this point in time, Viator is your source. So I would reach out to them, and it is my understanding it's open because there's been a lot of questions from people about the pass sanitaire, the health pass that is required to visit the Eiffel Tower, which we talked in the first half hour a great deal about. So it says on their website to visit the Eiffel Tower starting July 21, you needed to have that health pass, or non-EU visitors can present proof of full vaccine from your country of origin and your ID. So everything on their website is giving you information starting on the 19th of July as to how to enter. So it is my understanding it's open and available.
All right.
But I would reach out to Viator. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Global Entry is another big thing that I learned about, and I've put in my application and I've got an interview set. What do I need to bring, and what's the value of Global Entry?
It's phenomenal. It's $100. It's 5 years. When things get back to normal and you're coming through a very busy airport like O'Hare, and all of these people are waiting to stand in line to go to those kiosks for customs, you go to a little separate area, you breeze right by, you get through your immigration, you see your officer, and you're standing at the baggage claim while everybody else is still waiting in line to go through customs. Yep. So
and
just take your passport along. That's all you need.
It requires that interview.
Yep. Yep. Piece of cake. Just had some friends that did it, and you make the appointment. It's on Howell Avenue in Milwaukee, and it's super easy and super fast, and I'm going to get it one day myself.
I can't believe you don't have it. All right, Gail, thank you so much.
I just travel with groups and family members so much that don't have them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that I'd be on the other side waving at them while they're waiting.
All right, thanks, Gail. We're going to jump from Waukesha to Cincinnati and talk to Glenn a little bit here. Good morning, Glenn. Tell us what's going on.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know that I just got back from 2 weeks in Germany, France, and Austria. Got back Thursday night. And I know there's a fair amount of anxiety for many people who are thinking about going over there.
Oh,
and we
Glenn,
couldn't have had a better...
If only you knew. Bless your heart for calling.
Yeah, we couldn't have had a better time. I mean, first of all, from the COVID standpoint, this vaccination pass that you're talking about, that is only available to European Union citizens. So as an American citizen, you're not going to get that. All you need to do is I kept my vaccine card with me, but I also took a picture of it in my cell phone. And all I had to do is open up my cell phone, show them the picture of my vaccination card, and they said, come on in. And typically restaurants and venues and things like that, there would be someone at the door, and they would ask for your card. And if you show them your card, you come on in, and it's just as normal as it would be before COVID.
Okay.
And did anybody give you a hard time about entering with that piece of paper, that card?
Not at all. Not at all.
Perfect.
Not at all. In fact, you know, we get over there quite often. In fact, we lived in Germany for a couple of years, and there are very few tourists. So sites that normally would have wall-to-wall tourists, like Paris, the woman before was talking about the Eiffel Tower. I don't want to say it was wide, you know, totally empty, but compared to previous visits, it is so nice to be able to enjoy some of those sites without battling thousands and thousands of tourists. So I couldn't think of a better time, quite honestly, to visit Europe right now, because you've got fewer tourists, and other than having to show your vaccination card for entry, it's perfectly fine.
And tell us about the masking situation, Glenn.
It varied somewhat by country. Germany was probably the strictest in that when you would enter a store, they would ask for masks to be on. If you'd enter into a restaurant, you'd have to wear a mask until you're seated at a table. And then you'd have to fill out a form at the table with your contact information. They do that for a contact tracing. So if there was a situation where someone in that restaurant at the same time you were there had COVID, they could contact you. Now, Austria, it was very few masks at all. It wasn't very strict at all. And France is about in the middle.
Perfect. Well, I can only thank you for calling you. You have put my mind at ease, and I'm, as I said, going to get to Paris tomorrow with 40 passengers boarding a fabulous river cruise. I'm anticipating a wonderful trip, and you've put my mind at ease, and I hope the listeners' minds as well.
Sure. The most difficult part for my wife and I personally actually was the flight over, because basically when you enter the airport, and we left from Cincinnati through Dallas, basically when you enter the airport in Cincinnati, you technically don't take off that mask until you leave the airport in Frankfurt.
Got it.
Okay.
And that can be, that can be uncomfortable. But
right.
Of course, if you're eating or drinking on the plane, you can take it off. So, hold a drink in your hand for the entire flight and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much, Glenn. I really appreciate it. Wow.
You bet.
All right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. More questions next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. This song, Dual Duty today. Sail Away with Styx being on the BMO Harris Pavilion stage at 9:30 tonight at Summerfest. Good choice, Isaac. Well done. Our producer, Isaac, has been busy today. Lots of phone calls coming in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Nancy in St. Francis. Good morning, Nancy. What's your question for Rose?
My question is, a week ago, Hurricane Nora hit Puerto Vallarta. What does Rose know about the damage there?
Well, I see that there was substantial damage, but it didn't. It sort of did what weather tends to do, which is pick and choose, where it was heading and what it damaged. So my best advice to you is, I'm presuming you're specifically asking about a particular resort or condo, is to contact the people.
The romantic zone.
Yeah.
The romantic zone the river is.
Yep. I don't see that I see that the marina was pretty beat up. If you look at the, the pictures, it looks to me like a lot of this was in the residential area. Certain sectors by the river area look like they've got it. But at this point in time, I think you would probably just want to reach out. When are you traveling?
January.
Yeah. I would reach out to either the people that own it or somebody that you know that can give you an update on the particulars. Have you been able to talk to anybody there, or have you even tried yet?
Just found out yesterday on YouTube. I've heard nothing on TV. There's been nothing in the newspapers.
Yeah, it looks to me like there was one death. And so I do not mean to minimize this in any way, shape, or form, but when I think something's happening in the U.S., Ida, I think we were more focused on that, and I think that's why the news probably didn't cover this. But I would just reach out to whoever you're renting through or whoever you've made the booking through and ask them to find out what they can about damage to your particular property.
Okay, thank you very much, Rose.
Thanks, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We do have to take one more break. Keith, hang on the line. Get through it with us, buddy. He's calling in from Milwaukee. We're going to wrap up the Fox World Travel Show next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane. Here's one of my favorite 21 Pilots songs. Holding on to you. They are going to be the headliner at the American Family Insurance. I am not tonight. I'm going to be at the Brewers game, though.
Oh.
And it is National Tailgating Day, so I'm excited about that.
That was a good game to put me to sleep last night. Oh, my gosh. The only good thing about that is Gene Miller threw out the first pitch. That's
that was the only good. It was all downhill after that. Way to go, Gene. Yeah, 21 Pilots going to be at Summerfest this evening at 7:30. That concert kicks off. All right, let's do one more question on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Keith in Milwaukee, thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Hi, I'll be spending a week in Anchorage the end of September, and I've been trying to find a charter fishing trip, but I find that a lot of the touristy stuff is shut down, like the middle of September. Are there any suggestions? And then also, I'll be driving back from Anchorage, and any tips on the drive back?
Well, the one thing I would say, let's do the question in reverse. I would just make sure that you, as you plan out your route, you know each state's requirements. We ran into this at the very beginning of this pandemic when people started driving out west, and each state, and in some cases, county and municipalities, had different rules about entering restaurants with masks, without masks, just various things. So check your map and then keep following along there. I'm not sure about the charter fishing situation in Anchorage. So you're not finding any available? Is that the deal?
Right. They shut down pretty much like the middle of September.
Well, the truth is the Alaska season is typically May 15th through September 15th. So a lot of those kinds of things may not be available. But Anchorage itself is a fabulous big little city. I mean, we look at it as the biggest city in Alaska, but yet it's really very walkable and very small. Humpy's best halibut, fish fry, and like 52 beers on tap. So go
What's
to Humpy's.
Humpy's. Okay.
You don't want to miss that. Their museums will still be open. The Ulu Knife Factory should still be open. I think they still run the trolley for a little while. So I always am sad on our Alaska trips that we only spend one day in Anchorage. I could easily spend a couple more days in Anchorage. So other than the fishing thing, I don't think you're going to be too disappointed with other things being closed. And then if you really feel adventuresome, remember the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail is something you can do where you can actually get out and do some hiking and see it on your own.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, Keith. Enjoy your trip. Thank you, Rosa. We have a couple minutes left besides your big trip that's leaving today with Jeff Wagner.
Yes, and thank you, Glenn from Cincinnati, for making me feel really good about this trip. Better than I did when I walked in.
What other events you guys have
coming
up? I
want to remind everybody that you can go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the Resources tab, you will find vacation travel shows and events. There, September 22nd, we are doing Switzerland. So thank you to everybody who joined us Wednesday for the Iceland trip, a virtual travel show. Those are still up there. Now, you can't sign up for them anymore, but you can listen to the recording. So Croatia, Iceland, and now Switzerland will be live on the 22nd of September. So for those of you who missed them, go back and listen. For those of you who'd like to sign up for the 22nd, Colleen and I will both be back. She from Alaska. Yep, she even went to Alaska without a group.
I saw that.
I know. And she and I will be doing that one together on the 22nd.
She just loves that place.
Well, and she's trying another cruise line. Okay. Because we do Holland America, and we love Holland America, but she thought only to be fair, we should try another cruise line. So she's doing some research in Alaska as we speak.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So, yes. So I will be back in 2 weeks. Andrea will be filling in for me next week. We'll be posting things on Fox's Facebook page as I move along. And Jeff Wagner and I will be more than happy to give you all the details upon return.
Can't wait. We do have about a minute left. Let's go through one more time why in this time especially it's so important to have a travel agent.
And all the questions that came in today were great questions, but wouldn't it be great to be able to say, I'm going to leave that up to my travel consultant. I just want to talk to my travel advisor. What are they saying? And we've talked during the pandemic about the personal relationships we have with our preferred partners. We use them for a reason. They're preferred. We have special numbers that we use to get through to vendors, being cruise lines, being airlines, being hotel companies, being anybody. And so we can usually resolve a problem. And so that's what we're there for. We're getting super good at it. I wish we weren't so good at it sometimes. But in this day and age, where would you be without a travel advisor? You need that security blanket, and they can go to bat for you.
All right. Enjoy your trip.
Au revoir. Farewell. I will see you all in 2 weeks.
Enjoy the French wine.
Thank you.
Happens every Saturday at 9 a.m. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We have Alex Crowe in the Breaking News Center next.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.